The Fan.
I used to be lonely till I learned about living alone. So anyway, Tenby, I think I was right regarding the word beleaguered. Synonyms for the word beleaguered. Well, first of all, beleaguered. In a very difficult situation, the board is supporting the beleaguered director amid calls for his resignation. Synonyms: hard-pressed, troubled, in difficulties, under pressure, under stress, with one's back to the wall, in a tight corner, in a tight spot, up against it. Who was I talking about? Whoever I was talking about, oh, the Twins' bullpen. Yeah, they're hard-pressed, troubled, in difficulties, under pressure, under stress. Their back is to the wall. They're in a tight corner. They're in a tight spot. Our next guest on the Connecticut Water System Hotline is not beleaguered. She is the 2021 Pro Disc Golf Association Professional Disc Golf World Champion, Katrina Allen from Pipestone, Minnesota, now in Madison, Tennessee, I believe, joins us. Congratulations, Katrina, on your world championship.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's nice to have you on again. How many majors have you won now?
Seven or eight.
Seven or eight majors. Where does this one rank among them?
This is the biggest win for me ever, actually.
And tell us why.
Even though I've won a world championship and other majors, just with the sport growing and how much work I put into it, it's definitely my favorite and biggest win for sure.
You went to the final hole, round four, down one, and Paige Pierce, she go out of bounds?
No, she was laying up to play for a par.
Okay.
I think her plan was to make me make the putt to push for a playoff.
Would you push for a playoff? It didn't work out that way. What happened?
Actually, I kind of, if you watched, after I got a green flag that I was safe on the green, I kind of erupted, because if you were to go to Udis Live and look at how she played the holes for the Utah Open, which was a warm-up tournament for the World Championships, and then how she had played it, she had double bogeyed it three of the four rounds we had played.
Okay.
And so I knew, and because of our years of battling, I know that her approach game can go under pressure. And so I knew I had given myself an opportunity there. And, yeah.
And that's how it went.
It all worked out.
Yeah. I'm told that on 17, did you lay up so you would have a give me?
Yeah, I had a look, like probably a 70-footer, 60-70-footer for birdie.
Mm-hmm.
But there was just something all week that told me to just get to hole 18 and be in contention, because if you looked at my stats, I was
one under, right?
I was two under going into that hole.
Two under going into that, and she had played it, and she had double bogeyed it a couple of different times, right?
Yes, three of the four.
Three of the four. So your strategy then was to just get it to 18, one down, and if she lets the pressure and plays the hole as she has to this point in the tournament, and you're probably going to end up a win, and the strategy worked?
Yeah. I don't know why. I know that's not really how I would normally attack things, but I just knew if I 18 was just a hole I had the shot for. No matter if I was on the left or right side of the fairway, I knew how to get to the green, and I just felt super confident and knew if I did that the pressure would be on.
How many Where was this course? Where did you play?
Ogden, Utah.
In Ogden, Utah.
Yeah, it's about an hour north of Salt Lake City.
Yeah, and you know, I know in golf, not disc golf, but you know, golf where you hit a golf ball, right? There will be
certain courses will suit a golfer's eye. I know when I play golf, there are certain courses I go, well, I like the feel of this. I just like this course, and I seem to play well there. Is that the same in disc golf, or is all the courses, I know they're different, but are they all the same? Do you see what I'm trying to say, or do you find it?
I totally understand.
Okay.
So we actually play, and so here's a factor that I don't know a lot of people know, but we played at elevation. So the thinner air actually makes our discs fly not the same as they have been flying all year.
Okay.
So I guess to elaborate on that, if you're just a right-handed player throwing a backhand, it's going to want to go harder to the left and sooner. So you have to kind of adjust. The discs definitely fly really different. Yes. There are so many variables, and there are so many different courses. We actually played on a ball golf course that has a disc golf course, so it was mostly open and more trouble with, like, water and man-made OB, if you will. They like to make lines where we have to, you know, throw within the fairway. And it was a and then the other course was wooded, through the woods, very tightly wooded. For the most part, obviously, except for the Indian hole.
Right.
Which, as you saw, they also made some man-made OB.
I'm told you won your first world championship in 2014. Is that correct?
Yes, that is.
And someone told me that, I know you made $10,000 for winning the event this year, correct?
Yep. Yep.
And back then, it was $2,250. So the money's gone up four times as much in that short period of time.
Yep.
Some pretty good money in the old disc golf game, isn't there?
What's that?
There's pretty good money in disc golf.
Oh, yeah. I think if you compare it to even, like, the WNBA, I mean, I'm not sure what their endorsements are as far as, you know, if they would, like, a Gatorade or something like that. But I think we're treated very well compared to some of the other professional women's athlete sports.
All right. Someone's helping me. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I was just going to say, you know, like, we're playing on the same day under the same live coverage. So we're getting, you know, we get treated very equally and we get a lot of the benefits that the men. And like I said, I don't think a lot of other professional women's sports can say the same.
When I talked about having you on today, I got several emails from people who follow the sport. They follow your career. And this emailer said he has a couple good topics for my interview, and I could use all the help I can get. He says, lately the PDGA has been called out at multiple tournaments for issues with how the setup is. The 2021 Women's Disc Golf Championship had the women playing on multiple courses without reserving time to allow the pros to practice each one before the tournament. They changed the rules this tournament for one course in the middle of the tournament. Is that true? What does that mean?
I don't really understand what he's trying to say. I had plenty of time to practice.
He's wrong.
I think what he's referring to, and I don't think a lot of people will like this answer, but that's okay. I truly believe it's the truth. And people who know me in the sport know that this is a very sincere answer. A lot of players did not play as well as they would have liked to and didn't deal with the adversities that we had to deal with that week.
Right.
And I don't know if it's just with social media these days, but people like to, you know, say, oh, I don't like the courses. I don't like how this happened. And yes, in a perfect world, there were certain situations throughout the week or before practice that could have been handled differently or better, but I actually deleted social media the Wednesday before and just focused on playing and told myself there's going to be a lot of stuff going on and just focus on playing. So,
well, let's see if our emailer has controversy too correct. I'll read what he writes and you tell me if this makes any sense. He says, some players take very, and he's got that capitalized, liberal concessions on what is supposed to happen with playing, such as the amount of time they take when taking a punt once you get to the previous. There was a big controversy on the lead women's card. Round 4, hole 10 has a triple mandatory where you have to go left of one object, a post, right of another, second, and below a horizontal strap, you can see blah, blah, blah. And they talked about Paige Pierce teed off first on the video, clearly missed the mandatory by going over the strap. Video review not allowed, and when making a call, it is on the players on the card to make that you're calling things on yourself. What does he mean by all this? Is this something that happened, and what are mandatories?
Yeah, so because of mandatories can be for multiple reasons, to protect a tee pad, protect a basket, because, you know, I don't know how to, I hope that kind of makes sense. Like, say there's a tree to the right of the tee pad, like 50 feet off.
Right.
Sometimes the easiest shot to throw is a right to left shot called a hyzer. So what they'll do sometimes is put a mandatory to the left so that you can't throw that shot. You'll have to throw a straighter shot, which is the hardest shot in disc golf. And they do that sometimes to take away that shot, and also sometimes to protect another fairway, to protect so people aren't getting hit while they're on a tee box or putting or something like that. Or because we don't have the luxury of playing on, you know, golf okay. courses that are private, maybe to protect a walking path where, you know, other park people are sharing the park and walking for safety. So there's a lot of different reasons. This one is just to make the hole way harder, because if not, it would be more of a beginner hole. And yes, it was a very awkward situation, but I've been telling friends and family that it was probably the moment that I handled the best of the I thought as well that she missed it, just from my angle and from her reaction, but without a spotter, someone who had a better angle than us, I just simply asked her for her opinion. I said that you had the best angle, and what do you think happened, putting the ball in her court, to kind of take any stress off of my game, because I didn't,
sure.
even though maybe I thought it missed, I didn't want to make a lot of commotion and
she
drama.
And she didn't fess up, or she said, no, it was fine.
She actually said, it was you guys, I would give you the benefit of the doubt. And so I just said, okay. And I went on with my round, because like I said, it's a long, stressful week, and I didn't have the energy to sit there and have an argument. And I've learned through my 11 years of competing that I actually do really poorly under that situation. It just gets me all riled up, and I'm thinking the wrong thoughts, and I'm not focused on my game. So like I said, I tried to just put the ball in her court to make the best decision, and just told myself to fight to the end, no matter what happened.
You put the frisbee in her court rather than a ball, yeah. I guess is really what you yeah. did there. Somebody told me she's a 5-time world champ. Is that correct?
Yes, that is.
So you took down the 5-time champ.
Yes.
Are you playing the Preserve Championship? I heard that's up in Clearwater coming up July 30th to the August 1st.
Yes, I will be there for sure. I'm very excited.
Is that TV? Is there going to be TV there and stuff? Is this big time?
Yeah, well, there's the Disc Golf Network, which is a live streaming service.
Oh, come on.
You can subscribe to it and then watch every weekend. They have press conferences and all kinds of extra stuff that you can kind of get into if you subscribe to that.
How cool is that? And if I'm not mistaken, I think we talked about this, you were bartending and you caddied for a friend, and is that what got you interested in this?
Yep, and 2009, I think. Yep.
Yeah. And then here you are, you just won the world championship. Well, good for you. Thanks for coming on with us. We'll look for, you know what? What does it cost for this? What's the name of the stream?
Disc Golf Network.
Disc Golf Network.
I think it's $8 or $9 a month. It's nothing.
Well, that's
crazy.
Stealing. Yeah. I think I'm going to have to watch. Maybe I'll come. You've got a caddy already, so I was going to volunteer to caddy for you. But good.
If you win it, can you come back in studio and show us your trophy?
Yes.
On your way back home from Clearwater.
Yes, I can do that.
We'll do that for us then. Okay, well, we wish you the best. Congratulations on winning the world championship. We look forward to having you in studio to show us your trophy when you win in Clearwater.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Thanks, Katrina. Katrina Allen, world champion. Mystery guest coming up now?
We have a mystery guest on the other side of the break.
Because Mark Rosen is out for the entire week. And Every day this week, we're going to have a mystery guest at 2 o'clock, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Mystery guest is next. Common Man program on the fan.